Hey, let's do some jokes, shall we?
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose again. We're Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun little trophy I have in my hand, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. And bragging rights.
Can I say something about that? Can I say something about that? Sure. One of our coworkers popped in and was just like, oh, is that your Marconi? And went over to that trophy.
Is the Marconi that our radio station just won.
Just again, to describe it, it's
taped
got a
on
taped-on typed label, and it's got a little like tabletop decoration inside the repurposed dance trophy that your daughter won many, many moons ago.
Yep.
So,
not the Marconi.
That's not the Marconi.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. You laugh, you lose. I believe, Kelly, you...
Yeah. I lost last week.
You lost last week. All right. It's all good.
I'm big enough to admit when I lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Jokes.
There we go. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with a deep thought of the day.
Okay.
Deep thought of the day. Ben, when you clean out a vacuum cleaner, you indeed become a vacuum cleaner.
Deep thought. Kelly, I opened my water bill and electric bill at the same time today.
Ooh.
I was shocked.
Yes, you were. I bet you were. Yeah. I bet you were. Prices are high. Hey, Ben, I'm washing my car.
No, it was because electricity and water don't mix.
Also that. Okay, hey, Ben, I'm washing my car. My neighbor asked, you washing your car? I said, no, I'm watering it to see if a bus will grow.
Oh.
That's literally something my husband
said. Kelly, if there's a Jellystone Park, that means there's a Peanut Butterstone Park somewhere.
Is there?
Hey, boo-boo.
No bigger than a basket. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I strictly forbid my kids from watching orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
Too much sax and violins.
Oh, yeah. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly, what do you call a centaur with a limp?
What do you call a centaur with a limp?
An off centaur.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, you know karate?
I've heard of it.
Karate is just an aggressive way of making people smell your feet.
Ah, okay. Hey, Kelly, why does Piglet smell so bad?
Why does Piglet smell so bad?
Listen, because he plays with poo all day.
Yes, indeed. And Pooh is over there going, what did I do? What did I do?
Okay. Oh. Did I just lose?
Oh, I think you did. Oh. I think you did on a technicality.
Oh, you did.
Oh, our little ad-libs took you out.
What? This is... All right, well, let's stick a knife in this bit anyways. Wasn't going to be... None of my jokes were getting any better, so whatever.
Wait, I didn't even get to my one joke that I had a story behind because it was a personal... So one way to find out you're old is to fall down. If people laugh, then you're young. If they act shocked and panicked, then you're old. And this happened to me last night. I face planted at the school. It was after the play. And I'm walking through the row of chairs, right? I'm looking at my husband like, hey, let's get a picture with Ava in her costume, right? And somebody left a cane blocking the aisleway there. I didn't see it. I like went down in epic fashion. And everybody around goes, oh no.
Is she okay?
They panic. So does that
mean she break
I'm
a hip?
Old?
Did she break a hip?
Yes.
No.
I did injure my elbow.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Enjoy the trophy, Kelly.
Thank you.
Hopefully your hip is better.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm going to be sore today.
All right.
But thanks to everybody who was shocked and panicked because they saw me fell and then inadvertently called me old.
All right. You laugh, you lose.